Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, February 18th. From Capitol coverage, after 13 hours of testimony, state lawmakers have rejected six bills from Republicans that were heavily criticized by members of the LGBTQ community. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
One of the bills would have stopped same-sex couples from adopting children. Another sought to end gay marriage. None of the proposals were expected to pass in a legislature controlled by Democrats, who labeled them a, quote, slate of hate. But their introduction sparked protest from several LGBTQ advocates and lawmakers, including Brianna Titone, Colorado's first transgender legislator.
When bills like this are introduced, it instills fear and anxiety in the LGBTQ youth, and they need to know that there are people here that will defend them.
Some Republican lawmakers defended the bills, saying they were trying to protect traditional values. They also disagreed with critics who called the bills discriminatory. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
This is from Luke Runyon. Groundwater is under threat from a warming climate, according to a new study from researchers in Colorado and Arizona. Even modest increases in warming could cause plants to rely on shallow groundwater supplies and deplete them. Even though people can't see groundwater, University of Arizona researcher Laura Condon says it plays an important role in how water moves through the environment.
Groundwater matters, and it matters a lot more than you think it matters, and it really matters in the times where we are most stressed for water. That's when groundwater, like, really plays a big role.
Condon and her colleagues used a computer model to examine how warming temperatures will affect groundwater across the country. Portions of the country not known for water scarcity could now begin seeing shortages due to groundwater depletion. The new study appears in the journal Nature Communications. And in more from Capitol coverage, state lawmakers are scheduled to resume a debate this week on a bill to end the death penalty. As KVNF's Scott Franz reports, talks in the House will likely be more heated than they were in the Senate.
Republican Dave Williams of Colorado Springs says he'll try to filibuster the bill when it likely reaches the House floor for a final vote. He thinks the decision should be up to voters and not the legislature. Supporters say the death penalty is costly and fails to deter violent crime. And Democrats, along with the support of at least three Republicans, are expected to use their majority to repeal it for all crimes committed after July 1st. Governor Jared Polis is also ready to end it. A similar measure stalled last year in the Senate because some Democrats wanted to keep it. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
Here's more from Luke Runyon about a new study that indicates much of the country faces severe declines in groundwater, even under climate change scenarios with only moderate warming.
Warmer weather stresses plants, and in response, they rely even more on water supplies just below the surface. And if plants use it all up, it could be gone forever. University of Arizona researcher Laura Condon says invisible reservoirs under our feet matter just as much as rivers fed by rain and snow.
We have to think about things that are happening in the subsurface and the water you can't see, because that can actually really help get us out of droughts and help sustain our water supplies through droughts.
The western U.S. has already seen steep declines in groundwater after decades of pumping. As climate change progresses, Condon says the line dividing the country into the arid west and the more humid east could continue moving eastward. Luke Runyon, KUNC.
And now, here's KVNF's Jody Peterson with information about a new program that KVNF will be bringing you.
Here on KVNF, we're adding a news magazine to our news offerings. Colorado Edition, a half-hour-long program, will air every Tuesday through Friday at 3:30 p.m. It's produced by our partner station, KUNC, and each edition delves into interesting news, events, and people from around our state. Erin O'Toole, one of the program's hosts, explains more about the show.
Colorado Edition is a program looking at news, newsmakers, issues, and also all of the fun stuff that makes Colorado such an incredible place to live.
Where did the idea for it come from?
This actually started as a weekly podcast about 2 years ago. Gradually, as we have come to increase our focus on having more local content, it was decided to expand the program to make it a four-day-a-week program and to produce mostly original content for it. Now we have three full-time people on staff, myself, Henry Zimmerman, and our producer, Lily Tyson, and we are making calls and tracking people down and trying to find the most interesting stories to share every day. We can take a little bit of a deeper dive, just get a little more detail, not only on the story, but, you know, how we got here, who this issue impacts, talking to people, finding out what's important to them, and just really digging into more of the unique stories that Colorado has to offer.
KVNF will begin airing Colorado Edition on February 25th, every Tuesday through Friday at 3:30 p.m. We'd like to hear your feedback on the program. After you've listened to it, please visit kvnf.org and let us know what you think.
And finally today, this is from the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. Last year will go down as one of the lowest growth years in terms of local natural gas development. Companies in 2019 began drilling on 181 wells last year in Garfield County, down significantly from 2018 when drilling began on 275 wells. Garfield County continues to rank a distant second behind Weld County in terms of county-level drilling activity in the state. Last year in Weld County, companies began drilling on 1,046 wells, down from 1,249 in 2018. State regulators issued permits to drill 1,581 wells in the county last year, compared to 3,450 the prior year. The situation last year was far worse in Mesa County, with just 5 well starts, down from 92 in 2018. That nosedive partly reflected changes being implemented as a result of Senate Bill 181, passed last year. That law overhauled how oil and gas development is to occur in Colorado, putting a priority on protection of public health and safety, the environment, and wildlife over developing the resource. Last year's regional slowdown had impacts, including the decision by energy services provider Halliburton to lay off 178 workers in Grand Junction. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, February 18th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.